Do you think the amount of voices in the room have delayed picking someone?
I think it's a complex decision. I don't know if it would be even easy for, you know, if with Sean Payton sitting here, a very experienced offensive coach. It's a kind of a complex decision. Is it doing anyone any favors by having it drag out? I don't know what kind of damage it's doing. I don't even know if it's dragging out. I mean, you have an eight-year veteran and a guy who made 30 college starts. You have an offensive line that can't block to save its friggin' soul. You've already said you're going to make a project of the kid that you're bringing in. He's well ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned, but still, he is a project. And you just ruined a quarterback by shoving him out there and taking all his goodies away in his second year in Mac Jones. It's a fait accompli. I mean, to me, we're kind of waiting on white smoke, but we already know who the Pope is. It's going to be Brissett.
So that was Curran yesterday.
Pope Brissett going to get announced today?
Pope Brissett.
He could be a Pope. He's like an unbelievable guy.
Yeah, great guy.
So a couple things Curran said in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not sure if they're really dragging it out. I would say they are, only because every other team in the league has announced their starter, including Sean Payton.
I mean, that's exactly how I feel.
Sean Payton announced his rookie, who got drafted well after Drake May, my guy Bo Nix, as their starter. So he had a real quarterback competition. Now, the two veterans he had on the team weren't in the league as long as Jacoby Brissett, but still, they've been in the league, Stidham and Wilson. And then he went with Bo Nix. That was one of the more drawn-out competitions. And still, what, you get him by a week in counting? I think they announced that. So just about every team in the league. Maybe it's Pittsburgh and the Patriots that you're waiting on right now to see who the starter is.
So, right. So you can say, I don't even know if they're dragging it out. Well, they are. By the rest of the NFL's definition,
right. You're
dragging it out. Do you think it's doing harm? And if so, what would that harm be? Because I have one.
I guess I don't know what the harm is.
Just division. Like, the longer you wait, the harder it is to align behind that quarterback and get behind that decision.
Yeah, I get that part. Like, how much confidence are you showing in the moves? Because you eventually make the move because you had to make a move, but is the rest of the team looking at it like, hey, this is definitely the guy? Or especially...
Well, there's just more time for guys. I mean, they're probably doing it anyway, even after the announcement, but there's more time for guys to be like, who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be this guy? Oh, you're an idiot for thinking it's that guy. It's the same thing we all do.
Yep.
On the radio, and callers do, and fans do, and we all talk about it. They're doing the same thing. So it allows more of a chance for there to be a split.
Yeah.
So when you go with the other guy,
right,
whether it's Drake May or Jacoby Brissett, there's division there within the team, and it makes it harder for everybody to pull in the same direction. That would be the harm.
Yeah, I guess. It also seems like if you go with Brissett, you know you can go to May at any point, and then you can still write it off as though that was the plan. But you can't start Drake May and then go to Brissett, because by no means was that ever the plan, ever intended. And we're still talking about the Brian Flores, Tua Fitzpatrick yo-yoing. Also, long-term, there really wasn't any harm.
No.
But what happened was they replaced Brian Flores with an offensive mind in Mike McDaniel, and that's what fixed him. So if Mayo screws this up, I don't have a lot of faith in Van Pelt getting the most out of this rookie quarterback on his rookie contract. So that, to me, remains to be seen how they can figure that out.
Okay, two things. Number one, there's a Keefspiracy on the text line.
Ooh, what do we have?
Pats are banking on Jacoby getting hurt.
Oh, geez.
So they fall back on May wasn't ready if he's not good when he starts. That gives them some leeway. Also, go to the Patriots Twitter.
Patriots Twitter?
And Brian running Twitch today. Maybe you can as well. They've just posted a picture.
Uh-oh.
It says, 7 looks good on you, at Jacoby Brissett 12, winking emoji.
Wink emoji. Wow. And by the way, that uniform doesn't look great. And it's not a Jacoby Brissett issue. I don't care for the all blue with the racing stripes on the side.
I don't like any of their uniforms these days. I know people don't like the blue on blue. I don't like any of it, quite frankly.
I'm with you. I don't like the helmet, but that's really neither here nor there. So 7 looks good on you.
There it is. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, it's right there.
Jacoby Brissett.
Is this even, I don't want to take away from the conspiracy theory, but is this even a conspiracy theory? This is just...
Do we even go to the press conference?
I mean, do we even need to? Brissett starting.
Is it even necessary? So it's a number change. So for those who have been paying close attention, Hawkeyes, he was wearing 14 in the preseason games, right? So this is an official number change for Jacoby Brissett. Yes.
Okay.
But the timing of it is strange. But so, he has now changed to number 7. Who was number 7?
Do you think they're like, I don't know. Do you think they're not, I'm so bad at this. Despite doing the Dong Report for years, I'm so bad at this. It wasn't Zappy, right?
D. Brown famously was seven.
That's a good point.
Was Zappy seven?
Jaylen.
Jaylen Brown now, famously, a seven.
I put that out there, and I was real nervous. I was like, if I screw up Jaylen Brown's number, yikes.
Yes, because my D. Brown jersey, dust that off now. It's a Jaylen Brown jersey.
Yep,
it's the best part. But no, so it is a number change for Brissett.
So do you think they were sitting around, social media team was sitting around today, and they're like, hey, we don't know the announcement, but how can we screw with people?
Nice job on the Twitch chat. Thanks to everybody who said Juju Smith-Schuster was seven.
There you go. So that's recently available.
Also, no shame in anybody, including myself, for not knowing that, because he made fewer than seven plays while he was there.
So do you think the social media team was just screwing around? They're like, we don't know, but let's have some fun. And we're tweeting about a number change, but it's going to get a lot of traction because it's a quarterback decision.
Yeah, this certainly doesn't confirm our thought. I don't think it confirms it. I think he's legit. Whether he's the starter or the backup, he changed his number, and it gives them something to tweet out. Now, the real question, so you think this confirms it?
I mean, I already felt this way.
I mean, I'm not sure how much of a tight ship it is over there. So, maybe.
Didn't you already feel this? Like, we all expect it's Brissett.
What do you think the responses are?
Oh, great. Let's pull them up. I don't know.
10 looks better.
Nice.
Suggesting Drake May.
Burn.
Is he starting? With all due respect to nobody wants to see this blank. Enough.
Now,
this
let's
just confirms it.
Let's
so he's starting.
Let's reiterate what you said again, Keith. We feel bad because, you know, you seem to like Jacoby Brissett.
Nice guy.
He sounded very nice yesterday with Heart Canned.
Yep.
Here on WEEI at 2 o'clock.
We need like a canned recorded preface where every time we talk about Brissett, we're like, he's a great guy. Seems like a great guy. We'd love to hang out with him.
Yeah,
we'd love to be friends with him, but just don't want to watch him play.
I couldn't watch him for 1 second this year without gouging my eyes out. Right. I mean that in the nicest way, but I couldn't possibly imagine watching you even for one play.
Here's a good response to that. Yeah. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if y'all went 0-17 this season. That's nice. Would have been nice.
Yeah, but who's that person a fan of, though? Check their bio. Or is that a Patriots fan?
It's not. No, the guy's name is Baker to Evans. So I'm a he's pretty committed to the Bucks at this point. This one
he was
is
a Patriots fan until about 2020.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
This
a
one
former
is
Patriots fan.
Agreed, but he's not QB1. This person said, as long as he's on the bench, it looks great.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Somebody S. Reed said, hopefully don't have to see him take the field. Praying emoji.
Wow.
Somebody said, please, 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 please do not start this man.
And bringing the Lord into it, I feel like, really is like now we're going to
some guy just straight up said, burn the Navy pants, which I would agree with.
Wow. That was you.
Yeah, bring back the silver pants.
Yeah, I mean, make sure he gets out of the pants. I'm not suggesting light him up. One guy says, celebrating our backup quarterback is awesome. So anyway.
You don't put stock in it?
No, I think he just officially changed jerseys today. Maybe after the cutdowns, they allowed players to change jerseys that they wanted. He's probably the only one who did. And then, so they tweeted it out.
Okay.
I mean, I thought all along he was going to be the guy.
Same.
But I don't think after not telling anybody and having a planned press conference, I'm sure they're like, hey, social media guy, don't put this out.
What a dastardly move if it is Drake May.
It didn't say QB1.
Throw you off the scent. No, it just said the new number looks great on you. Which until
seven
you said it.
7 looks good on you at Jay Brissett 12. By the way, the handle. I mean, obviously you can't wear 12 here, but.
That's his Twitter handle?
His handle is at Jay Brissett 12.
Well, is at Jay Brissett taken? Maybe we could squat on that.
Or Jay Brissett 7.
Yeah, what did I say? That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. Jay Brissett 7 is what I meant to say.
Grab that, and then we can go to negotiations with him.
Yeah,
he's
getting
$8 million. He can throw a few of it our way.
Worst case scenario, at Jones and Keefe goes down again on Twitter.
Yep.
It's a backup.
Follow us at Jay Brissett 7 on Twitter, wherever you get your tweets.
Just make sure the Twitter account's at least 21 years old.
That's true. If you're a fan of the new program, follow us at Jay Brissett 7 on X. 617-779-7937. That would be a way to throw you off the scent of the Drake May decision.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Gerard Mayo does what he wants. No leaks here.
Maybe the first question will be like, hey, we just noticed on Twitter there was a Jacoby Brissett number change. Is he the starter?
What's going on with that?
What?
Huh? What took so long with that? Let's go back to the phones here. Paul is in Rhode Island. Hello, Paul.
Hey, my man. I want to congratulate you on you and Keith on your show.
You've been celebrating?
You know, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Good, good.
Home.
Thank you.
Where my wife and kids sleep. Yes, sir. Listen, we don't have to be disturbed about Jacoby Brissett. We shouldn't have to be disturbed. But I have to say this.
Okay.
You know, we have three quarterbacks for the next 5 years that we probably don't need to draft. We have two mobile quarterbacks, and we have actually three. But you know...
No, we don't.
...that we got burnt before, and this is the reason why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is because we got to stop with this Mayo and Van Pelt and this and that. You know, we're in fourth, aiming for third. Who gives it? Who gives
careful.
A script?
Careful, yeah. Paul. Yeah. Easy.
So it's so we're the Patriots are stacked at quarterback.
Where my wife and kids sleep. Yes, sir.
I think he was throwing that in your face, Keith. That's what I think he was doing. I think he was throwing his kids sleep.
You think that was a shot at me?
I think I was a shot at you and your parents.
One of my kids does not.
Yeah.
Many years ago, Carolina and the Bruins went 7 games. I don't want to be in that participation.
So, frequent caller to the night show. I'm glad he found me here on midday. That'd be Paul. I know he called you in the afternoon as well.
He would call in afternoons. Yeah. I would hear him on my drive home.
Yeah.
With you.
And usually, like at 8 o'clock, he would sound like that, and you'd be like, "All right, that's fine. It's 8 o'clock. It's 12:30."
What's a big day?
Liquid lunch.
It's a big day.
Yeah, it's true.
Jacoby Brissett might be the starter.
There's a decent chance. It's more probable than not that Jacoby Brissett is named your starting quarterback today.
He's pregame in Mayo at 1:15.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, get excited for that.
It's a big Wednesday. He heard the corn, "Are you ready?" at the start of the show. He's like, "Yes, I am."
You think he's ready for the RFK Jr. story coming up about 10 minutes
from now? I don't think anybody's ready for the RFK Jr.
story.
You might
need a few pops.
You've heard
ready
a few things
story.
About RFK Jr. This is a new one. By me. I had not heard this one.
And again, this is not the Bear story.
It's not the Bear story. You're thinking, these guys finally caught on to the Bear story. Yeah, no, it's a different story.
Not the Bear
story. It does involve a creature. How about this? I don't want to give it all away.
He's a bit of a Teddy Roosevelt. He's an outdoorsman.
Kind
of. I know he's a Kennedy, but he's a bit of a Roosevelt as well.
He is a little
outdoorsman,
bit.
Yeah.
Two power families. But he is, not to give it away, but the animal we're referring to, bigger than a bear.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Narrows it down, but it doesn't give it away.
Yeah. And it would prefer to live in the ocean than space.
All right. Now you've said too much.
Well, how do you know? Did you talk to it?
That's true.
That's a good point. In fairness, I've never been to space.
No, you have not.
That was how I chastised Kyrie Irving back in the day. I'm like, how do you know the Earth's flat? You ever been up there? You ever seen it?
He's like, no.
Yeah. Although, counterpoint, how do you know the Earth's round? I've never been up there.
Yeah, that's true.
And there could be big animals bigger than a bear up there.
I would assume there are.
Very possible.
Yeah.
How about Shane in Plymouth? Hello, Shane.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Hey, listen, you guys were talking about Flores and Tua. I see this going similar route here. From the Thundercat opening press conference to the burning some cash lines, Mayo seems to just be digging his grave from day one. And I think 0-17 is on the table, the way this is going, mishandling the quarterback situation. I think, I don't know why they brought him in. I know he had a deal, but I'd like to look into that a little more. But I see him bringing in Dable next year as an offensive guy to resurrect May.
What
do you guys think of that?
Was that well,
also Keith?
Ask Keith, please. Yeah.
Yeah, well, just say, Keith, I'm loving the top 50 movies on the Dork Podcast, waiting to see if my movie Captain Phillips is going to make the top.
Did you know this?
Don't want to give too much away, Shane, but no Captain Phillips. Captain Phillips did not crack
it. What about Jones' favorite movie, Hocus Pocus, starring Bette Midler? I know he's big into that.
I do like Hocus Pocus.
It is almost Hocus Pocus season, Shane. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to the Dork Podcast.
Did you know Shane was actually on that ship?
Oh, he was? No,
yes.
I didn't know that. How did I know that?
Well, I didn't know if he's called you before. Shane, I believe, I'm not.
Taken over by pirates?
Somali pirates, yes. I'm not sure I'm
he
up
did?
On, I'm not sure I'm up on all the nautical terms.
Look
but
at
I,
me, sure.
Yeah.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
He was there in real time?
He was on that ship.
When that guy said he was the captain now?
Maersk, Alabama?
All right, now you're doing too much.
Yeah. He's I think it was. Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Nautical term, I think he was second mate. Shane, don't yell at me. I think he was the second mate.
Second mate. That's they nothing
took,
to sneeze at.
They took Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
And he, Shane, was the captain now.
No. We just heard that guy was.
Well, but he was saying, I'm the captain.
The acting pirate.
No, I'm the captain now.
Now.
Because he's saying it to the other.
That's intense.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for pirates. No, we don't talk nearly enough about pirates. Mm. We're always like, aliens and, big feet. Pirates.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't get to
them. We don't talk
that's
about
not,
pirates.
That's good. You know what?
You know who loved pirates?
You know
the great Mike Leach. Rest in peace. Yeah, the coach, remember from like Washington State, and then was at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Loved Pirates.
Really?
He had like Pirate memorabilia. He was like a Pirate expert.
Mm-hmm.
Guy knew more about Pirates than maybe anybody.
They have a word. They have a special word for the
swashbuckling.
Not the booty, but there's another word for like their treasure. Blumens or something like that. There's another word for
Never heard that.
Like the onion. It's like something like that.
That's not bad.
Mike Leach. You know what, Keith? Now that we're reunited as a program, massive oversight.
Pirates.
For so many years at nights, massive oversight. We could have market cornered on Pirates.
Yeah. We just somehow, it's a blind spot for us.
So no spoilers, but that's not in your top 25
movies. Captain Phillips did not make the top 25. So what we did was we did top 50. We did 50 through 26 last week. And now this upcoming weekend, we will do what is our top 25. But no Captain Phillips, no Hocus Pocus. Apologize to everybody. But he did.
I don't even want to hear your Halloween power rankings.
I'll get there.
Don't ruin Tier Tuesday for me.
Tier Tuesday in October. All it is going to be
I think some would say Shane already ruined it.
Maybe he did. But Shane also talked about he thinks Mayo is like setting himself up to fail or whatever, or like he could be a fall guy here. I disagree completely. He referenced the Thunder Buddy thing, right?
Yep.
Which was funny. I think Kraft loves Mayo so much that everybody around him would get fired before Mayo did. He's like, 0-17's on the table. You're probably right. It is on the table. He'd survive that.
I think in a really bad scenario. So I largely agree with you. I think he's pretty safe. But if they went 0-17, that's hard to come back from. Do you think Van Pelt could be here a year?
Yes.
Like he could be gone after
Dude,
a year.
They've had four offensive coordinators in 4 years. Yeah, so they could be five.
So that I agree with. And maybe that speaks to Mayo's job security. Like if somebody's going to go, it would be Van Pelt. Isn't that crazy, though, that we all think he might have a bigger say in who the quarterback is?
Yes.
I know. The guy who could be gone in a few months
It's brutal.
Is picking your quarterback.
That's
foolish.
But he was also the 12th or 13th choice for this job, so it's not like they're, like, thrilled to have him, but they're like, he's the de facto guy.
Doubloons? What did I say? I said Bloomins?
You said Bloomin' Onion.
Doubloons.
Yeah.
Doubloon. Is it Doubloon or Doubloom?
Oh, this guy says Paul Skeens is a great Pirate. That's true.
O'Neill Cruz playing center field.
Yeah, yeah.
6'7". I don't know if you caught that yesterday in the grab bag.
Tallest shortstop ever.
Yeah.
Libby Dunn, great Pirate.
Who was that?
Libby Dunn. Well, she's an LSU Tiger
Pirate
fan.
Yeah,
but she's indirectly. I don't know if you saw the Fanatics Fest. She dressed up as Paul Skeen. She's a Pirate.
All right. Oh, I did not see that.
Relax, Belichick.
Hey, at least I'm closer in age to her.
Yeah, no, you're like fine. You're fine.
Relax,
you're fine.
Belichick.
Yeah, settle down a little bit. No, but I think I would almost map it out like this. Van Pelt's only guaranteed one.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Wolf is only guaranteed two.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo's guaranteed at least three.
Wow.
That's how I look at it.
I don't know that any of them have quite that long, but I think I would agree with your power rankings and who has the most. I might go Wolf.
Over Mayo. If it came down to it, I don't think Kraft would side with Wolf over Mayo. I'd be really surprised.
Aren't they siding with him on the quarterback?
We don't know yet.
Well, we don't know, but I have a feeling. If you're watching on twitch.tv/WEEI, this is a good way. This is actually a good way.
Mustache Libby Dunn. Leave that on there.
No, bring in some Twitch traffic. This is actually a great idea. Libby Dunn.
Maybe a different picture.
Quite an outfit.
Yep.
What a revealing outfit.
Well, the
Fanatics
Libby
Dunn.
Pants, they were see-through pants, so there's actually it's not. Not that crazy.
That's a good point. Yeah. You want to tune in right now on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You do not want to miss this revealing outfit. Meanwhile, if the Patriots made a waiver claim, they didn't make a waiver claim, right?
No,
they
it looks like the Panthers they claimed five players
the
off waivers.
The Patriots have four. They claimed two tackles.
Oh, they did.
Well, stop me if you don't recognize any of these names.
Hit me.
Curtis Jacobs.
Nope.
They got Curtis Jacobs?
DeMontre Jacobs.
Wait a minute.
No.
Zachary Thomas.
All right, here's my Keith conspiracy.
Zachary Taylor Thomas. Who
was who, and they're like, it's one of the Jacobs, so I claim them both. They're like, I don't know which one it is. I don't know which one we want. So I'm sorry, Nick. Two tackles and what else?
A linebacker and a defensive tackle.
Got it.
All right.
I said Zachary Taylor Thomas. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Zachary Ty Bryan.
On Home Improvement.
I was crossing over by Home Improvement children. Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was supposed to be like the it guy.
Oh, if you read Tiger Beat at that time.
Yeah,
he was everywhere.
Face was everywhere. You thought he was going to be, I think he might have played Tom Sawyer in a film.
Did he?
Yeah, the great literary character, Tom Sawyer.
Hmm.
Or maybe he was Huck Finn. I don't really remember.